Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah. I don't tell you what to get, man, because, you know, you don't like it, then you say I gave you the wrong shit. Buy whatever you want to buy, bro.
All right.
Hey, rosebudtheauthor.com.
Rosebud, I'm going to go on today and buy one, but thank you.
All right, brother.
Hi, peace.
Okay, you guys, check game. We here to kick it about some real shit. Man. You know, I title my shit. Do you know who we are? And when I say we, I'm talking about dudes that think like we think. Me, Tay, you know, different real motherfuckers that you meet across the country and shit. We know who we are. Do you know who we are? Shit. See, you won't believe this, but we are psychoanalysts. And having this game we have only works if you realize how to use it. So, well, how are you a psychoanalyst, Rosebud? Listen, first of all, being a pimp, you gotta be that way because you're dealing with 100 different women and 100 different ways to think. So this broad got this problem. And she come in, she can't make no money. What is it? Am I ugly? Well, you know, pussy ain't got no face. Pussy don't weigh shit. Pussy ain't got no color but pink. So, you know, I'm thinking this. I'm thinking this shit, bitch. You tripping. This is what I'm thinking. But since I know I got to get paid, I got to know what to tell this bitch. So I'm going to tell this motherfucking bitch. Whatever I tell her, I'm going to tell her something. But telling her what I tell her, I have to analyze what she's saying. And I have to deal with her psychology, the what she's thinking, to get her to turn around in the same clothes and go out there and get paid. Now, what I'm saying is, whether you know it or not, that's psychoanalyzing. And you have to do it on the drop of a dime. What, you going to take a month of hour meetings to motherfucking straighten this bitch out? No. You got to do it now, and you got to cut through all the bullshit, and you got to get real. Now, some more. Let's talk about some more game. Shit. You guys always want to ask the nigga. I'm sorry. You guys always want to ask the nigga what he say or how he catch. Oh, man. I hope this ain't this fool. Hey, anytime I get an unknown number, I gotta take it. But it might be this pizza order, motherfucker. Yeah, man, what's up?
Yo, let me get two large for you, pussy.
Hey, so what I'm saying is, you have to understand what you're doing when you catch in a bitch. You have to understand that what you say is not really catching the bitch. That's not catching her. It's how you say it. It ain't what you say. You can talk about Mickey Mouse and catch a bitch. You can talk about Disneyland, all that goddamn shit. You can talk about world events. God damn it, you can talk about what the fuck you want to talk about as long as you know how to talk about it. So what I'm saying is, 909, I see you. What's up?
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I talked to you yesterday, and, like, I just, you know, it just got me thinking, like, how can you tell how somebody is just by, like, talking to them for, like, 2 seconds, right?
I'm talking to you for 2 seconds. Wait, stop. I'm talking to you for 2 seconds. You're very unsure. I don't know if you're ugly or not. I don't know if you have problems, but I know you think you do. And what I'm saying is I know you're scared to talk. You can fucking hear it in your voice, man. I think it took a hell of a lot for you to call and actually get on the motherfucking phone. Am I right or wrong?
At first, yeah, like a lot, yeah.
So, man, what do you want to do? Hey, listen, what do you want to do? Stay this way or do you want to change? Just answer that question.
Change.
So then, man, why are you calling me with this bullshit, man? Let's do something. Let's get it going. What?
Yeah, no. For sure, that's why, you know, I've been calling you and trying to talk to you, you know. That's why
I'm... No, you can't talk to me like this, man. You got to come to my school.
You ain't gonna do nothing but
be confused trying to understand what we talking about right now, because I'm just telling you something as far as basic. You have to have the full theme, so that you have to have whatever the subject encompasses, you have to have it broken down so that you can see that you can do it. And I don't have time to do all that shit on this. You see how much time I'm taking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my doggone email is, askrosebud@gmail.com. Email me and let's get something going, man. You know, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to help you, man. It is helping you, but it's not going to get you where you want to go because I'm just giving you crumbs. You need the whole cake. All right?
All right, for sure, man. Have a good evening, Rosewood.
All right, you too. Hey, pizza orderer, I recognize your number, man. Jesus Christ. Order the pizza, man. Where you want to sit?
Rosebud, I want to join your course and become a punk like you. How do I do that?
By doing what you're doing, bro. So, you know what's funny? It's dudes don't understand what make them be punks. I'm telling you, Steve the Dean has been calling or texting my real friends. I suppose he wants to talk. I don't know about what. He never texted them before. Okay. But this dude, this pizza guy, he listens to me. He's fucking every show. And he be on the whole show. Then he calls in and he says shit like that. Hey, man, I want to be a punk like you. Hey, I want to do, you know. This is showing who you are. So, Rosebud, why do you fuck with him? Because I'm letting this motherfucker know he ain't fucking with me. I'm letting that motherfucker know, man. I'm going to keep doing my shit after I cuss him out because he just like the next motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about what this punk-ass motherfucker doing. You know what I care about? He care enough about me to listen to my black ass time after time after time. Shit, don't ask me why I do what I do because I know why I'm doing what I do. I want to be known and remember as a motherfucker that couldn't be stopped. Nothing will stop me. You think this cornball motherfucker calling me and asking for pizzas is going to bother me? I could just X him out as soon as I see his number. I don't do that for a reason. I know what I'm doing. Do you, motherfucker? Because I know who we are. I know we targets for prompts. I know motherfuckers is going to hate on me. I love it. I love it. It just shows I'm just touching these motherfuckers. So what I'm saying, bring it. Whoever out there, bring it. You know me, goddamn it. I will goddamn engage with your bullshit for a minute or two. And then I'll cuss you out and hang up. So you playing my game, motherfucker. What I'm saying is this. I'm going to give you two lines I would use on a hoe or a square bitch. I don't give a fuck. It don't matter to me. And we're going to talk about what these lines represent after I tell them to you. See, I never professed to be rich. Except for with game. I never professed that I don't have to keep on doing what I do. But you got guys on Facebook and other social media doing just that. Professing to have made millions of dollars. Professing to have pimped on women that are now corporate business women. I mean, I can't, in all honesty, doubt them. Well, I can doubt them, but I can't say they lying, although I know they are. But you know what? I don't see no motherfucking Michael Jordan or any other motherfucker on goddamn some goddamn personality fucking media bullshit talking about they rich. Now, if you can believe some claims that a motherfucker make on Facebook, if you can believe these claims enough to believe that you can get some millions of dollars doing what this motherfucker is saying, then you may as well fucking slam your goddamn head in the door as hard as you can so you can get that fucking shit out your goddamn head. That is some bullshit. That's foolishness. And I'm saying you can believe what you want to believe, but the truth is the light. It is. The truth is the fucking light. Which millionaire is on Facebook offering advice to you for free? Which one? I'm just saying. You could take what I say and believe it, or you could take what I say and want to disrupt it, like this dude. Oh, there he is again. Hey, this dude has called about 8 times since I've been talking to you, and I just got, he calls from his numbers, and I would imagine that he think he's fooling me, and I don't even give a fuck if I'm exing out a real caller. I'm getting tired of this piece of motherfucker, so I'm gonna just have to do it. And if y'all calling from the same area code he calling from, which is some private ass number, some motherfucking London based number, and some 660 number. So motherfucker, you can keep calling, man. He even called 3 times since I said this. I don't even know why he does it, but it's cool. Let's go on to something else, fellas. You know what RAS is? RAS stands for Ride Along Series. Man, you really need to motherfucking get with that shit. The Ride Along Series consists of 2 MP3s. One is all music, and one has me orating. The one with the music, or not the one with the music period, is mood-setting music. And as the music plays, I'm getting excited. Let me calm down. And as the music plays, you spin at a woman, a date, or you in the car on a ride, or however you recorded it to do it. It could be at your crib. Now, the second part is the music only. And this is where the dump is. This is the genius of what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is, all you got to motherfucking do is, let's say you like this new song. You know, you're going to hear this new song several times. Not a lot of times, but before you know it, you're going to know that goddamn song. You're gonna know it just like as if you made it yourself. So what I'm saying is, this is what you do with the first part. You listen to it as if it's a new hit record. And you listen to it until you know the fucking words and where them fucking words come in at. Then, you know, you get your girl. If you're going on a ride, maybe it's a date after your apartment, I don't know what you're doing. But you put the second MP3 in, which is nothing but music. And it's like you're hearing this song. So now what I'm saying is, the words I'm using are sort of general. But they can make your motherfucking ass sound like Barry White. Not sound like it, but I'm talking about put them in the mood. And you can put your own words there. Or interchange your own words with my words. But what I'm saying is, the overall idea is to have something that works for you. And by the time you get done not listening to that particular, by the time you're done listening to that, the mood is set. All you have to do is follow it through. There's three ride-alongs. So, I mean, you can learn all the shit and have a whole night of conversation for baby. I'm just saying, you motherfuckers don't want to ask. So I'm telling you, I got the answer. Ask, and motherfucker, I got the answer, period. So I think, you know, all you motherfuckers been seeing my videos, you know, on YouTube, you know my channel, Real Talk with Rosebud, I'm going to be making a lot of new announcements on this channel. Because I think I'm going to use this as my social media. I'm sure this is social media too, a part, but I'm going to use only this. Because I don't like none of the other ones. You know, you got to, I don't know. I just don't like them. So, when I introduce them to you, just understand, it's going to be here. And when I talk to you about products, and when I say what I say as far as whatever it's going to cost because of whatever I'm thinking right now, you better know it's for a period. It's not forever. And you guys call 3-4 weeks later and tell me about something I did 4 weeks ago and expect to get that deal. It don't work like that. And you need to understand and accept that I'm not honoring some shit you thinking like that. Now, if you want some, hit me on PayPal. I mean, excuse me. On PayPal. And just send the payment to AskRosebud@gmail.com. I mean, all my products, you know, except for the non-electronic products, they go through the post office. And what I'm saying is I don't have no control over how long it takes to get this guy. Why is this fucking clown the only one calling me? Man. See, that's what's called, man. You know, I do this shit. I ain't got to do this shit. But, you know, I be wanting to kick it with you motherfuckers. But you won't kick it. But this fucking bum that's on a pizza, he'll just keep calling. He's loyal. Where is my callers? Do I got to stop this shit right now? What? Because I'm just, man, I'm sick of this motherfucker calling. And he's the only one calling. Shit. All right, man. You know, you guys will, you know, be who the fuck you are. I just don't have no control over shit that's not electronic. And I can't give you no refund on shit that I send you that is electronic. So what I'm saying is, you know, you guys better know. That's why I do not tell you what to buy. I do not say anything about what you want. You have to ask for what you want. I speak through callers. 701, and I'm coming to you, 209 next. 631, I get you to 701, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, this is B, man. My voice, like, I got cold, man, so you're going to have to excuse me, man.
Hey,
man, cold,
you
man.
Hey, you sick, man. Get off the motherfucking phone and take some goddamn soul throat lozenges, man.
Hey, man, you ain't got to call,
D. You ain't got to call. Get your voice together, man. I see, that's what's going on with my niggas, man. They be calling fucking with me. 901, what's up?
What's up, bud? Just chilling, man. I be appreciating your show. You understand me?
Hey, I'm glad you do, man, but, you know, I need you guys to call in, man. What's up? You got a question?
I ain't got no question. I just like your insight on the game and how you be kicking the perspectives of it. You understand me?
All right, man. All
just
right.
A true
all right. Thank you. 209, what's up with you?
Man, I just need you to keep on talking, bro, because as you keep talking, you let me know what's on your mind, bro. Just please keep talking, okay? It's like an interrogation.
Hey, brother, it's the show. 631, what's up?
All right.
Yo, call of support. Xervin Mack, man. It's a call of support, bud. Love you, man.
All right, man. I know y'all out there, man. I just be talking that shit. 660 out there, too. And 660, whatever other motherfucking number. These motherfuckers is crazy, man. But, you know, it's cool, man. All you guys, you know I'm going to keep talking shit. All I do is talk shit, swallow spit, and then run around doing like this. Hey, listen. All you guys, man. All you motherfuckers that just show support, I just hit me. I saw them numbers. Hey, I got a program that when you do call in, it gets your numbers. It don't do nothing with them. It just get them so I can do what I'm finna do now. And just tell all you guys that just called in to show support, you got that doggone people coming, both of them. All you got to do is hit me and let me match your number. And I'll send this out to you free. Just hit me. 682, what's up?
Yo,
682. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you if you speak up.
All right, 1 second.
Come on, man. What's up?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. What's up? All right, man. I don't know, maybe he's hung up. So, listen. The point is, my shit worked. No matter what, I don't care what level you on, I don't care where you coming from. I don't care what you trying to do, because my shit ain't about motherfucking pimping. My shit is about using the understanding you have about conversation to work for you. 682, what's happening?
What's good, Rosebud? Yeah, my phone, I accidentally hung up. I had to call right back in, man. I just want to say, man, I appreciate what you're doing. You're putting the game out there. Man, my confidence has gone up just by watching your videos, man. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm going to definitely have to hop on the course.
Hey, whenever you ready, brother, I'm going to be there for you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I really do. Just don't know. And then just when I say that shit, I do be wanting what I just got, man. You motherfuckers, man, really, man, you ain't been calling in, but you made me feel good. I'm serious. So I ain't going no motherfucking where. I just want you to see that and understand that my shit fucking works. And I don't just talk shit. I'm fucking doing real things that's really helping people. And that's what I'm doing, you know, because personally, I don't give a fuck about too much. I'm not pushing my shit. I mean, all the motherfuckers who bought my shit have grown. They might not have grown into giants because that's not what they wanted to do. They just wanted to get control of their lives so that when they go out, they can get what they want. They're not trying to get what I want. You know, you have to understand, confidence is about you. Confidence is not about comparing. And let me tell you something about comparison. I doubt if you was a 10 flat sprinter, I doubt you would compare yourself with an 11-9 sprinter. Somebody would have to run under 10 flat for you to compare yourself with them. That's because that motherfucker is better than you, and you know it. So you compare yourself with the best. You don't compare yourself with the worst. You voluntarily compare yourself with someone you know is better than you. Or else you wouldn't compare yourself with them. You're already better than them. Come on, man. 2 and 2 is 4. 914, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, not much. Just tuning in, calling in a show you love. You know, I had a question to kind of bring a question in. You know, when you're in your zone, you know, and you know, you're flowing and you're creating your stuff, like the, you know, your, you know, how you create like what you're going to talk about and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I really, you know, I love how you like think of everybody. And when you're in the spot, right, when you're in the middle of the action, right, you can critically think, and your class is about that and a lot more. What made you realize to get to these points in your life where you wanted to keep elevating? Like, you're constantly elevating your game. Every day you're elevating your game. What drives that? What drives that? To besides trying to be fly, you're really interested in a lot of this stuff too. Like, you want to be better every day. What drives that? Was it your family? Was it the game?
Well,
was it all of
well,
it
let
combined?
Me answer it, goddammit.
Sure.
Hey, listen, for real, and this is true. The environment I grew up in, I had 12 brothers and sisters, you know, we had a 4-bedroom house. You know, everything was like used. My pants, my shirts, all that shit. And that shit made you want better. And that shit made you, you know, we wasn't poor, but we was fucking poor. And we had to goddamn understand all of this shit. And so you develop this competitive nature, you know. now this is going to sound crazy, but all those kids in one house, my mother used to cook two dinners. One dinner for my dad and one dinner for us. Now, our dinner was good as fuck, but it wasn't what dad would get. So the kids, oh, God, I hate to say this, but we would fucking, you know, when mom and daddy, I mean, when mom would start bringing daddy his plate and we would see it, we would yell out, I got what daddy Lee. First one that said that would actually get what my dad left, because my dad knew his dinner was special and he would leave some. Now, I mean, sometimes he had got enough and left some. I mean, originally, that's probably how it started. But at one point, it had got to where he leaves something on every meal. And if it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you say, I got with daddy, Lee. And when he get up from the table, he'd say, ah, Father, I thank you for this day. And when he said that, we knew we could rush his plate. Dude, what I'm saying is, what made me, you know, like I am, is that I compete with myself all the time. In everything. That shit ain't gonna work. And, you know, I just make myself think of something else. Something more to whatever the fuck I'm doing. And this is how I always have been. And then I became a pimp. Come on, man. You can't be a pimp without being like this. Every pimp motherfucker is like I am in one way or another. They want to see shit through the end. They want to make sure what they see is what happens and how it transpires. That's the game. That's the only way you can take risks every day.
True.
You know, you have to believe that what you thinking is sharper than what the next motherfucker thinking. That's why he going to jail and I'm not, and we doing the same thing. It's the competition, man. That's what this Cameron, I just realized that, man. What's up, bro?
Yes, hey, sir. What's up, bro?
It's the competition, man. It is not a competition with you. It's a competition with myself. So who's going to win?
It's a philosophical question.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Exactly.
Who the fuck
now,
is
going to
win?
I think that's what your platform is. It's constant improvement, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, whether it's life, whether it's dealing with people. Even that dude that's calling, he got to chill out, yo. He doesn't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bud is the godfather. He got to relax a little, Mr. Pizza Man, a little.
No, don't say that shit. Let that motherfucker keep calling until he get tired. Hey, because I ain't calling. Hey, Kevin, nothing's stopping me. So
I know that.
If that's his goal, which I don't know what his goal is, he ain't going to reach it because it ain't going to stop me. I'm going to keep rolling. I got motherfuckers.
He's peeping game, like you said.
Yeah.
He's peeping game, like you said. He definitely peeping game. He's just one of them envious cats that just be watching from the sidelines and always wants to get in, but he always got criticism. But it's like the old Theodore Roosevelt. It's not the ones that are in the crowd. You're right in the middle of it, teaching, working, making people – like everybody that calls in, they're checking the YouTube every day to see when Rosebud coming on. Why? Because you got that. There's no description of what you got, because we don't know what we're gonna get each day, but we do know it's gonna be full of integrity and full of wisdom. And I think people, they're gonna catch on.
Hey, they will, because they're gonna be listening and they're gonna be hearing motherfuckers like you saying what you saying. And they gonna get just like that, the other motherfucker. They get jealous. They want to use my shit. But look, man, let me go ahead on. I got hella shit to talk about.
No doubt.
Let me know when you're done with those books.
Definitely. We'll do. I'm going to holler at you this week anyway.
All right, cool. All right, so listen. Out.
Peace. Thank you for today's show. All right, peace.
Hey, you know it. Hey, the thing about Bud is, you know, I want appreciation, of course, but I don't want a motherfucker kissing my ass. And all these guys that buy my shit and they end up being, you know, especially when they, believe it or not, pimps and wannabe pimps. It's just that's not what I'm promoting. But as far as think about it, you get this mindset, you go out there and try to catch hoes, man, and you really got it, you're going to be a monster. But what I'm saying is they love and respect me, not the pimp niggas. I'm talking about the regular motherfuckers. Just like this brother that just got off the phone. Because I'm real and my shit shows him a way to the top. Or a way to improve. And what else can you want from a motherfucker? I'm just saying, so far only a few people have taken advantage. I told you this is my last 2-for-1 sale, and I'm gonna have it all this month. But I mean, you know, it's cool, 2-for-1, whatever you get, except for, you know, no exceptions, whatever you get. And I know most of you be lying when you tell me that you're waiting on the sale. Oh, I'm just waiting on the sale. Because believe this, you ain't seen one in over a year, maybe 18 months. Because I told you, man, I'm not doing sales. Just like I told you, I ain't going to be on Facebook in a while. Just like I told you, I ain't going to be selling parts of a course in a while. You know, the times have come. And I'm not doing all that shit. It's less money for me. But then once it builds up this way, it's going to be consistently what it builds up to. And I'm willing to build. So as long as I'm making some money, I'm all right. So Halloween is the day my shit is going to get at a price and stay there. And I know you think you might find out by listening or buying knockoffs or pirated shit. You might find out, you know, whatever. You might, motherfuckers buy pirated shit. They'd get me and buy my shit and tell me where they bought the fucking pirated shit at. Man, I can't stop motherfuckers, man. But motherfuckers know I'm here. So they want the real. Because any of that pirated shit, any question you have, who the fuck you gonna call? Can't call me. You ain't on my sale list. So I'm saying, who's gonna answer your questions? Because you're gonna definitely have them. See, I make sense. And the sense I make is when you ask me the questions, that you cannot ask those pirates. See, every morning, you know, that you're blessed to wake up, you know, you're being rewarded for the shit you did yesterday. And if you don't do shit every day, you don't deserve to wake up tomorrow. 337, I just seen you pop up. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud, man? Hey, I got a quick question that's been pondering on me, you know. The question is, like, when's the appropriate time to, like, sex talk a bitch?
Well, man,
without coming off creepy looking.
How can you guys ask the question and won't let it be answered? Man, when is the right time to talk sexy to a bitch? Not when you say hello, but when you say hello, you have to be exuding sex. You can't fucking expect some motherfucker to be attracted to you and you're not being attracted. So the right time is when you get that first giggle or you see she's really looking in your eyes, I don't know when that is. It could be the first minute, third minute, fifth minute. I know I ain't spending much more than 5 minutes talking to a motherfucking bitch, and we ain't talking about what I want to talk to. I mean, talk about. That's me. I ain't saying you got to be like that, but that's me. You know, 3 minutes, you know, maybe, you know, cool, she cool. She ain't, she ain't. You know, I designed my conversation to tell that shit. You know what I mean?
I got you, yeah. Yeah.
So what is the answer is when is the best time to talk sex to a bitch?
When she make eye contact, when I get that first giggle, you know, when I feel that, connection, you know, she's into me, she's leaning forward into me, you know, and,
hey, bro,
and it's like we're on the same level.
All that stuff you got from, you know, just really thinking, you probably knew all that shit anyway. You know, you just got to start trusting your motherfucking self, bro. You know much more than you think you know, and when you show yourself what you know, you're not afraid of what you know. You get kind of used to it, knowing that you know something. Because at first, that shit is scary to know that you know something.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, 914 and then 320, I'm going to get you. What's happening, 914?
Bud, I remember what I was also going to tell you. The difference
okay.
between you and everybody else is that all these other game, whatever you want to call them, they're teaching men to be jerks. But the difference between you're teaching men how to be gentlemen and not be...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think, like, that's why, like, the other channels, they like teaching, like, when you're real, you don't got to be a jerk. You could be a gentleman. When people take a swipe at you, you then can, you know what I mean, respond and let them know you're not a punk in however way you do it. But these cats, they're trying to teach people to go and gas people that's not good people from the beginning. If someone wants to be treated that way, you want to you from what I see, you're actually a kind, good person that treats people with respect and kindness. Even look, the pizza caller, you're giving them a chance to speak. So that I wanted to say that, and I've forgotten about it, and I was trying to remember that, but you know, I don't know if that's right, but I think
no, that is right, and I appreciate it, man. Hey, that's actually exactly what I be doing, man. You tuning in, really? Hey, you say he's gonna holler at me, man. We'll kick it.
No doubt, peace.
Hey, 320, what's up?
Yo, son, stop talking about my man Steve Dean, yeah? Were you always talking about him?
Oh, man. Why am I always talking about Steve Dean? He crossed me, that's why.
Yeah, but you're a punk, man. That was your boy. Why are you calling him out? And
Wait a minute, man. You got it backwards. He crossed me. I didn't cross him.
It doesn't matter if you
there you go. You don't care about the facts, do you? You just care about your emotional
dad.
You just an emotional.
How did he crush you?
You're emotional, man. You're an emotional punk, and you want to be on Steve's side. You said what you said, and I'm glad Steve got somebody on his side, and it's very good. I'm very happy you support Steve still. That motherfucker crossed me, and I'll do what the fuck I want to do on my show, bro. And what I'm saying is I ain't really talking about Steve. He comes up here and there. You bringing him up more than I do. He does come up in my 2 hours, but I say something, I'm gone. I don't kick it about him. You know why? Because I'm on another level, man. You know, I don't do that shit. Now, you do see that I can control your boisterous motherfucking interrupting me ass, don't you, you motherfucking punk? Now I'm finna open the door for you to come on back on. See, I'm real. You can talk now, punk.
I'm asking you, how did you crush you? It's a simple question. You can't even answer that.
Hey, bro, if you want to speak to me, can you kind of make it to where I can understand what the fuck you saying?
I'm saying, how did he crush you? You can't even answer the question.
Hey, listen, listen. You want to know how he crossed me? Steve the Dean, if you listen to him, you know he calls me periodically on live shows. He calls me when I'm asleep. I wake up and he says, dog, can you help? Can you talk live right now? And I say, yeah, because that's my nigga. Hey, he did that. He called.
Exactly.
He was on the white boy show.
So that's your boy.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, motherfucker. Let me finish. Matter of fact, let me mute you so you don't say shit. Hey, that motherfucker called me. He was on a white boy show. I wouldn't fucking tell them white boy the shit I was telling Steve. I thought I was talking to Steve. And then when the white boy come on trying to tell me about game, tell me what game is, I told him to suck my motherfucking dick. And that goddamn Steve said, oh, no, man, it's his show. I said, it's his show? He said, yeah, man. I said, I hung up. Because then I called him. And I said, man, why would you do some shit like that, man, after that show was over? You know what that motherfucker said? That motherfucker said, he didn't care. I said, man, that was a cross, man. He said, I don't care. Now, you bitch motherfucker, that's what happened. What the fuck you got to say about that?
So basically, you let your friendship go because of a white boy. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yes. White boys will tell a motherfucking nigga to fuck being a slavery, but he'll tell a Jew, don't forget the Holocaust. He'll tell a Jap, don't forget the goddamn concentration camp. He'll tell a Chinaman, don't forget it, whatever. But he'll tell a nigga, forget being a slave. Fuck you, man.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah,
that's exactly my point. Why are you letting the white boy come between you and your boy? That's my point.
Yeah, hey, wait.
Why are you letting the white boy come between you and your boy?
Wait, you Russian motherfucker. That motherfucker ain't my boy. He was acting like my boy. My boy is a nigga like Shantae where we can argue, fall out, and even not speak for a year, and the nigga ain't gonna never try to cross me out of shit. Steve, you bitch motherfucker. Listen, Steve felt like he felt. He did not call me. He did not say, Rosebud, I'm going to take that goddamn your site down because I've been paying
your
shit.
Did he not help you, though? Did he not help
can
you
listen?
When you
oh, wait, man. Fuck you, man. What I'm saying is he didn't call me until give me a chance to pay him some shit that I didn't even know he was paying. That motherfucker took my shit down. And he know that's interrupting my income. All kind of shit. And he did not give me an opportunity to pay. So fuck you, you Russian bitch. What you got to say, bitch-ass motherfucker? Now,
man, fuck with that. Let me get the pizza, man. Let me get the pizza quickly. Fuck with that, Steve. Let me get the pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you punk. I thought that was you. Hey, see, what I'm saying is when I seen a 0320013, I knew you was that punk motherfucker. I knew it. But you ain't gonna stop me.
Yeah, I'm bringing excitement to your show, man. I'm bringing excitement. I'm bringing, you know what I'm saying?
All right,
you know, you should pay me. You should start having me.
Hey. That, you were at least making some points. You were talking about something of substance. And I knew all the time you was one of them Steve freaks. It's not a big deal to me. I'm glad you're happy for him, man. I mean, shit.
I don't give a fuck about
you.
Hey,
bro,
you
finally came.
I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about you. I only care about the pizza, man.
Hey, you finally came out the closet, man. You've been hiding all this time. You even said you're Russian. You let me know that you're working for Steve. I mean, come on, man. I told you. I will outlast a fake sucker motherfucker. Forever. I'm going to always be me. And that motherfucking fake is going to come out of his motherfucking shell. You're the one running around here ordering pizzas, but you're really calling because you're mad because I don't fuck with Dean anymore. Come on, man. You and Dean, y'all meet up every once in a while, man. I mean, shit. Why the fuck would you care, man? What's up? What's up, man?
And don't worry about all of that. I'm coming to Las Vegas next month. We're going to grab some pizza. It's going to be all right, man.
You coming to Las Vegas?
Yeah, we're going to go grab some pizza, man.
Hey, make sure you bring your ass up here and you get on my show and say where you at so I can come have a piece of pizza with your motherfucking ass. And you'll see I'm real, Steve.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%.
All right, later.
100%.
252, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, 252, man. What's happening?
Yeah. I'm glad you busted his ass right then. He's been calling and acting like people the whole time, and you finally busted his ass. I'm really glad you busted his ass right then. That means
hey,
a lot
to
me, man.
Bro.
You really showed
me. I'm trying to tell you guys something. Real will always outlast fake shit. And you see, I just be me, and they go spill. They go open the door and spill. You see, he's the motherfucker that don't like I ain't fucking with Steve, so he want to fuck with me. Oh, I don't care. Hey, bro, I'm glad you checked that, bro. That was some good shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay, I got some more shit to talk about. Now, see, more than likely, wait. When you wake up, and you feeling unsettled, it may be because you didn't do all you could have done yesterday. Now, more than likely, you're gonna fucking pull tomorrow, what you could do today. I mean, these are things people do unconsciously. And it makes them less of a motherfucker. Because I try not to let no thoughts go through my head that's not addressed. Maybe it does here and there. But I try to address every thought that goes through my head. And when you realize you didn't do all you can do yesterday, you want to get it all done today. Which is where you make your first mistake. What you should always do is shake yesterday off and make today important enough to not repeat what you didn't do yesterday. And what I'm saying is when you head to the bathroom to wash up, you look in the mirror and you should see yesterday all over your face. And if you made the right decision, there is no doubt that once you wash your goddamn face, then brush your teeth and chance another glass in the mirror, you're going to see a different motherfucker. The difference this time is when you look, there's a refreshed face in the mirror because you've made a decision that you're going to act on. And it's at that moment you realize there's nothing else. Yesterday was practice for today, and today is the first day of the rest of your motherfucking life. You can get it done today, but if you allow that wait until tomorrow attitude to have any kind of prevalence in what you're thinking, you're going to have waited too long. Tomorrow is too late. I mean, tomorrow don't seem like no time, but it's too late. Because tomorrow ain't even promised to you. You may not even be here. Life, believe it or not, is lived by the day, the moment, the second, but not by the tomorrows. You know, you can live life today if you're not thinking about tomorrow. I understand that. You know, and in a way, that will make what you're doing today important enough to, for tomorrow to wait on you. Is tomorrow waiting on you, or are you waiting on tomorrow? In all my time on earth, what I treasure most is the time that I spend raising my daughter. Now, what I'm saying is, if I was waiting on time, that would have came and went, that moment, or those moments, would have came and went, and I wouldn't have even paid attention to them, because life living me. I live life, and what I'm saying is, things that people take for granted, I embrace. I mean, raising my daughter gave me so much of a perspective of who I am. It changed a lot. And when I got her, she was 6 months. And from that moment on, I was like Roots. And, you know, when Kunta Kinte was born, and motherfucker raised Kunta Kinte up to the sky. I was that. I'm serious. You know, I protected her with all my resources, and I tried my best to make her able to take care of herself and make good decisions. I laugh when I say good decisions. I got a crazy fucking daughter. but no babies, no jail, you know, no nothing. Now, this ungrateful young woman is branching out on her own, feeling she's qualified to make her own fucking way in life. You know, she's 27. She is able, but she's been dependent on me so long that I'm dependent on her depending on me. So we both got to grow up. So I'm going to deal with it. And the reason I'm telling you this is that, you know, she hardly ever needs money. Well, I take that fucking back. She needs lots of money from me. But she's got a real good job now is what I'm leading to. And I'm free from the slavery of being there. I mean, I said all that to say that. This motherfucker got a real good job. And she like it. So I'm like rescued. You know, I spend games like nothing that's matter, serving it up on a motherfucking solid goddamn platinum platter. Most fools are too lame to, you know, get in for their plate. And when they decide to do it, when they decide to wake up, it's just too goddamn late. Yeah. Don't be mad at me because the shit I say goes over most motherfuckers' head. I'm only standing on for the real game, which is almost dead. I spit this shit every motherfucking day, and that's so you can accept that there's only one way. There's only one way to pop them peas properly, and that's why every Sunday through Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Friday, motherfuckers is listening to me. These are the days when everything goes right, and when that happens, make sure you're doing two things. First, you better look back at your past moves and compliment yourself on doing the right things in order to move forward. You don't know how important it is for you to acknowledge what you've done, even if it's a very small 1 to 10 scale success. The little things is what is very important. And then you're supposed to appreciate the fact that you're not a procrastinator. You're supposed to make these things important to you. And when you achieve them, it's important to acknowledge them. Doing this, you're sealing the fact that you know what the hell you're doing. If you don't do this, you don't really let yourself believe in what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Everything has been wine and roses for me lately. And I've accidentally come up on something that I could do that taps into my creative side and quite possibly made me some fucking money at the same time. The thing about me is I do what I do, not so I don't have to do nothing else. I don't do it for that. I do what I do to satisfy my thoughts. But soon as I do that, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking or trying to think or come up with something fucking else. I'm telling you. I was making these damn cigarette lighters. And then I started putting logos on them. You see these lighters. People was asking to buy, where can I get that? You know, and I wanted some, but something about it, I didn't. But I'm getting ready for these holidays, and, you know, I'm going to be doing my third. You know, some months, this is my hard copy of Rosebud the American Pimp that's selling hot. And then again, it's the MP3s of my books. Then again, it's the audio book, you know, selling like fire. But now I'm noticing Sidewalk University is just the shit. Sidewalk University is starting to generate the most for me. Two-thirds of my money is coming from fucking Sidewalk University. And that's why I don't rest on my laurels. If I had, I wouldn't have had all the other things in my life that can possibly, you know, blow up and take me where I want to be. All these things, you know, I'm not really bragging about this. I'm saying I got all of these things that you've seen me do over this time, and these things are paying. Together, it's, you know, whatever it is. But individually, none of them have really done what they can possibly do. And that is where I'm at. You know, I don't know which one, so I'm fucking with all of them. But I'm saying one of them can take me there. Any one of them. But can you imagine if one of them hit? Since I have all these other ones, if a book hit, I got 21 more books I didn't read. If the shit I'm talking about the school hit, then I'm going to have a wider audience as far as students coming in, which is going to bring more to me as far as listening to my videos and shit. I mean, none of it could hit. I'm talking about big. All of it has hit because I'm living on it. I have many other things waiting in the wings for me to get my footing. Once I get my footing set in the next level of life, you know, who knows where I'm going to go. I'm just thankful I ain't afraid to invest my money in my own far-fetched dreams and ideologies. Straight-laced with no chase, straight-macked with no back. However you describe it, it's me, Big Dad. There's only one entity that's greater than your own personal confidence, and we know that's God. And giving praise, well, praise is due to God. I continue my struggle to reach the plateau. There is a top that I'm supposed to live on. It's a plateau that's for me to live on. A plateau built of sweat and confidence that the sweat is for naught. I'm saying I ain't doing it for nothing. What did Martin Luther King say? I am somebody. My motherfucking days are coming, and the best of them have yet to come. So I'm taking a deep breath and staying prepared for the level of success that I'm going to achieve. You know, some think of this as bragging, you know, if you do, you do. But I'm telling you, it's not. This is the forecast of what will come to me in my near future. And when it does, remember this in other videos where I told you this shit. Because life is predictable. Every so often you wake up and realize that you really made a difference in somebody's life. And you made a difference by motherfucking predicting what you do, and you've done it. For the past few years, my goals have been trying to bring some of the true game back, along with trying to educate young men on developing their confidence. And my most recent endeavor is, you know, building Sidewalk University. And looking back, I've always been a person who, you know, wanted to do something on a scale others shy away from. And if any of these endeavors are the vehicle to take me to my future destination, then so be it. I created them all. I created everything I use for me. Even I know you cannot always choose what will work. That's why I'm prepared for whichever project takes off, because I started them. I'm not on someone's idea and trying to make me live off their idea. No. I have so many ideas, nothing is going to stop me. Not even when I realize I'm speaking to deaf ears. Nothing is going to stop me. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about this shit, this real game. If a woman asks me, what are you doing? What if she asks you, what are you doing? See, if they ask me quickly, I'm going to see that, you know, she ain't no stranger to approaching men. Now, that's what I would think. I don't know what the fuck you would think. But me seeing that, I'll think she's trying to see if she can play me. That's what I'll think. I'm always analyzing shit. Whatever goes on in my life, I'm analyzing. And in this case, instead of getting scared, like a lot of you motherfuckers do when faced with a forward woman, I'll just go on the attack, so I'll respond. I'm just sitting here trying to look as confident as I possibly can. I do some of this aphrodisiac type cool, and your hormones might respond to it. Then I'm going to pause a second, like, you know, I'm going to give her a chance to talk, but then I'm going to say, are they? You got to understand, the play doesn't stop there. This is only opening the door. It's time to step inside her mind when she opens the door to it. You can't just stand outside and talk. So when I ask, are they? You know, I raise my eyebrows, but I'm not going to really smile. This is like being cold. You know, and it puts a woman on guard, which you'll notice right away in her response. Now, she might say, not really. Now, I asked her, are they? You know, it was my moves making her hormones react. She say, not really. But I'm not going to allow her to take control of the conversation that easily. Because I know her saying not really was to get me to ask her some sort of question so I would wait on her answer and she would be in control. So I just flip that shit on her and make a motherfucking statement. Then I'll ask her something and get her responding to me. Then I'll say something like, that's because you're too far away from me. You know, she said not really. You know, to me saying is my ways, making me feel excited or whatever. I asked her. She said, not really. And I'm going to say that's because you're too far away from it. And I know we're dealing with this virus and shit, but would you mind if I sat next to you, or you do look great, and if you are, you could bring your little fine ass over a little closer to me and sniff my neck, see if I affect your hormones. Now, since she's playing her hand, she ain't going to be easy. And the most she sit there talking to me with me talking like this, I know she's melting. You know, she may be one of the women that know how to handle men. And in that case, I'll put it on her like I'm doing and make her get, you know, defensive. And then I'll just look at her and say, you know what, I might not be for you. Or vice versa, you might not be for me. Then again, you know what? You could have a cold and your sniffles are running interference getting in your way. And I say this shit to change up on her. And bring her to a comfort zone, which laughter is a comfort zone for any guest. Matter of fact, it's a comfort zone for any person. I've told you all, if you can spot a situation developing and kill it with a little humor, you end with that bitch. And when I say she may have a cold, she knows she ain't got no cold. But what she do also know is that I'm, you know, being a little coy. So she goes smile. Do any of you know what the purpose of coming out abroad like this is? I'm just curious. Do you? Hit me and let me know. I know this is no judgment type shit. I would be surprised as hell if one of you knew the purpose of this motherfucking game I'm spinning. But like I said, hold on a second. Like I told you before, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to spend 5 minutes talking to a broad that ain't really about what the fuck I'm talking about. So what I'm doing here, when I'm getting at her like this, it's cutting down on the time that I have to spend or would have to spend if I was just running some bullshit conversation she used to. So what I'm doing here is taking control of what she thinks and most likely controlling what she gonna say. And the purpose of this type of conversation, these statements, is to see if you can control her moods or her emotions. 754, I see you. What's up?
Oh, I was going to say to be direct, but you just said what it was.
Do what now?
I said I was going to say to be direct, but you just said what the definition of it was.
Okay, brother. Right on. Let me tell you guys something. Just keep listening and understand this shit. Because I'm trying to get you to see there's things within your control that you can do. Now, what I'm saying is, why would you want to do this, Rosebud? Because I said what I'm doing here is I'm taking control of what she thinks and quite possibly controlling what she going to say. And, you know, and I'm trying to see if I can, you know, control her moods or her emotions. And you want to know why the fuck I would, you know, do this? So that I can see, otherwise, if I can't control her emotions, if I can't get her to do any of this, what the fuck would I want to be talking to this bitch for? Why would I want to keep talking to her? That's a waste of time. See, you got to understand, before I was a motherfucker, I was acting like a motherfucker. Before I was a goddamn pimp, I was acting like a goddamn pimp. Shit. I'm a born actor. And I can play any motherfucking part my mind tells me to play. And you better get hip to this. Now, I'm getting turned on, you know, to a lot of new avenues for my fresh goddamn pursuits. And I'm at the doorstep of my goal, which is getting a full class of straight-A fucking students every semester. And if you could believe that, I mean, I barely can believe that's my goal. But I've learned that 90% of being successful comes from believing in yourself. The other 10% is knowing what you do best and focusing on it. I know how to comfort a woman. I know how to teach, which makes me that special one in my field. I've realized a confident man experiences fear. He just don't allow fear to handle him. Just realizing that has opened many doors for me. And all you got to do is forget that you ain't winning now. Just forget that you're not winning now. You ain't winning now because you haven't really found the keys or the key to your life. And when you do find the key, well, you're not going to find the key if you're not looking. If you're not searching for what's up, you ain't going to find it. But if you are searching, not only will you find it, when you do find it, it's going to feel like slipping your feet in a pair of new gaiters. You know, I try to do something that's going to excite me every day. Even if I'm dressed down, I don't really care. I'm going to do something. I want to experience exciting, new, and unseen treasures. The ups, the downs, the right and left turns, and all the fucking potholes. I want to experience all that because that's what life is. And when you find that key, life is going to be like riding on a hovercraft, never touching the ground. And since you're a winner, you're going to experience a lot more ups than downs in this bumpy ride. 718, what's up with you, bro? 718, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, what's up?
A bit glitchy, but I have a question. You know, a lot of people, we use terminology. You know, I'm in a lifestyle myself, but it's a terminology, and we say blow up. Where did that originate from? Because I know it came from back in the day, but we use it so fluently in our dialogue, but we don't know the origin of it. So, you know, I had to ask.
Where you said, where did blow up from?
Yeah, blow up. Because I know it's like knocking is when back in the day it wasn't no phone, so you had to knock on the door. You know what I mean? You already know, but, you know, blow up. Where did that originate from? It had to come from your era or before, because we still use
it. It did come from my era, but it has no specific meaning except for a lot. That's what it means, a lot. You know, man, I'm going to do everything, blah, 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 and I'm going to blow up, meaning that if everything you're doing, you become well known. It just means you're just going to get a lot of exposure to whatever you do.
No, I'm talking about from the broad. When they say the broad blew up. Oh, she blew up.
Oh, the bitch blew up?
She blew up.
Man, I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from, but it sure came before me. Hey, I believe the bitch blew up came from the 1700s. This has been blowing up ever since the beginning of time, bro. and most of this applies to how you use it in your life. you know, blow up as far as the business. I wasn't even thinking about business, man. I was, you see me, I'm thinking about getting big, man. But anyway, so Vince blowing up. Hey, man, anytime they get mad, you know, you said, man, you sit there talking, and the next thing you know, maybe you get mad, and you call your partner. You say, man, the bitch did this, blah, blah, blah. And then the nigga say, well, what happened? Then she just blew up. Hey, man, there is no definition for that one, man. Hey, that, you got me on that one as far as the real definition. I think I got a couple of older buddies I'm going to have to talk to.
Yeah, hey, you know, some, I respect you for.
Go ahead.
I respect you for, you know, certain people, they'll just try to make up an answer. I respect you for giving me the irrefutable truth, you know, and not just making something up. Like, yo, I don't know. You know what I mean? That's dope. A lot of people can't even do that, man. They'll just try to make up an answer.
I try to be real. That's why, you know, people, you know, fucks with me. I try to be real. I ain't doing none of that fuck shit. Hey, man, thanks. That was a good question.
Yeah, I just got one more.
Okay, hold on. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one more. The last one is, I just want you to say it because I know some probably people listening right now, and they really don't have the clarity. Can you let these people know there's no such thing as a game God, man? I'd be arguing with so many people about that, man. There's no such thing as a game God, man. For anybody out there listening,
there's only God, period. There ain't no game God. Ain't no none of that. That's just people that, you know, religion. You got to understand, man. Religion at some time was a big thing. When we was young, you know, we had to get dressed up to go to church. Mama would tell us to put on our Sunday go to meeting clothes. And we had to wear a tie, all this shit, because it was a big thing to go to church. It was a big thing to communicate or commune with God, whatever. People have such little respect for religion now, they want to make God anything or much lesser than what he is. Otherwise, game God ain't the same God as, you know, we worship. But it's belittling the word, you know, the game God. You know, otherwise, what is it, a baseball God too? A football God? You know, that's what they're saying, man. Fuck that bullshit, man.
Well, man, I'm happy you said it out your mouth, man. They heard it live, man, from OG, man. Because when I said it, man, I had people argue me down. I appreciate it, man.
Hit my email, man. AskRosebud@gmail.com and put your full number in there so I can hit you with that audio book. 916.
I'd rather get hit with one of them tools, man. I got the audio book, both of them.
Well, all right, hit me and tell me which tool you want.
Anyone that's beneficial for what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So,
I don't know what you're doing, man. Look on my site, RosebudTheAuthor.com. Choose a tool, man. I can't choose.
Oh, all right.
916,
what's up?
Going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hey, I was just going to say, I'm halfway through your audiobook, American Pimp Part 2, and it's fire, man, the way you broke it down and how you explained your life.
Hey, I'm glad you liking it, man. You know, that's what it's for. So you can see this shit ain't all gravy, but it is gravy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like hopefully you can do little snippets. If you were to make movies, it'd be dope of your life.
That's what I really am trying to get into, somebody, you know, making a movie of it. But I don't want to really talk about that book, man. You got anything, any questions?
No, bud. Just wanted to show you love because I know you always wanted to be an author.
That's fucking Juan, man. I didn't recognize your voice at first. What's up, man?
I'm just relaxing. That's why I'm in my relaxed mode.
All right, man. I'm going to get this other caller. Hey, 970, what's up? 970.
Is that me?
What up, though, bud?
Man. You be jumping into so much gas. I just wanted to ask this question about don't do a nigga keep, nigga got to keep growing in the game, right?
Yeah.
Got to keep growing. So it really don't never stop. Never, a nigga never leave a dojo. It's always, it's always going on.
No,
what the fuck you want to get at, you know what I'm saying? No, you dropped the game on me with the shit, and I appreciate you, man. I just want to show some love, too, and I just wanted to ask that question, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, though.
All right. All right, bro, check. I got some more shit I'm finna drop on you. You're probably going to love it, too. Holler at me, bro. Thanks. Hey, you guys, the thing about Bud that you will always have to give me credit for is that I want you to hear the truth. I want you to make your mind up based on what you discern as the truth. I don't want you to take some bullshit some motherfucker then made up or some motherfucker then watered down to explain to you. I'm not trying to scare you, and I'm not trying to make the shit to where you're going to enjoy it. I'm just being real. And to me, I've had the most enjoyable life that a person could imagine. I've done everything I wanted to do the fucking way I wanted to do it. And I didn't have jobs. But I'm saying life is about you, you know. Life is about you. Everything you think, you got to want to bring it to fruition. You don't want to be a bullshit motherfucker that just thinks some shit. Because once you get used to that shit, everything you think of, you're going to be thinking of it like that. Well, man, I ain't going to really do that shit, man. Man, that shit take real work. Come on, man. We don't want to be like that, fellas. We want to be more substantial. I'm out.